Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, what do you think of the idea of paying kids for grades?
I think it's a great idea.
A lot of people have very strong opinions. They think that it can be a tremendous motivator or that it is rewarding people for the wrong reasons. But we want to bring in Judah Guber from Altrinsic.com. Altrinsic, kind of a hybrid of Ulterior and Intrinsic. Hello, Judah. How are you?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
Well, just fine. Explain what this is about in a way college students can kind of bet on themselves.
Yeah, we refer to it as giving themselves that little extra push, and we think that a very close classification is them investing in something that hasn't yet reached its potential, but you're kind of getting in when it's not there yet, and then when it reaches its potential, you're going to get rewarded for it. So, you know, if you want, I can walk you through the process and kind of how they do it.
Go ahead.
They log on to Altrinsic.com at the beginning of the semester. They input their academic history and their class schedule. And based on their academic history, they say that, look, let's say, they're taking a physics 101 class.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I think I'm going to get a B in physics 101. Normally, my GPA is a C. Based off that improvement that they're doing, they put in a certain investment. Let's say they're putting in $25 for this incentive. And they're based on, we come up with a calculation based off what their past grades are. And whatever the reward is, if they show at the end of the semester that they reached that target grade or higher, they receive that financial reward.
Obviously, the goal to motivate them to improve their grades, they can't
exactly
bet $25 that they're going to fail a course.
No, they can't. This is a way that we're trying to give them that little extra, that little extra push.
All right. Are you comfortable with the word bet or wager here?
I mean, to say I'm not comfortable with it probably wouldn't be accurate. I don't think it's classified as that based on the fact that if you walked into any casino and you said, can I bet on something that I can control the results of, they'd probably kick you out. So, this is something where you have a huge amount of control over what the results of what your grades are going to be, which is, the determining factor in your award. So the fact that you're controlling the end result, and this is depending on skill and not luck, I would define it as closely as possible to something more like an investment.
I actually did this, believe it or not, close to 40 years ago.
Really?
And it wasn't called what it is now, but it was a wager I made
mm-hmm.
with a guy who lived on our floor, and he knew my propensity for cutting classes and doing some other things, and he bet that I couldn't ace the classes, and I had a very heavy load. I had 23 credits,
mm-hmm.
and I also had to have perfect attendance, and he actually hired people to trail me,
really?
To follow me around, but I made a significant amount of money, and I have a photo of him presenting that money to me, which was one of my prized possessions. And until the guy died about a year and a half ago, he never let me forget that. So
Well, I'm sorry to hear you passed away. But you found that that was a
tremendous motivator.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's good. It's good. That's kind of the idea in this. This idea was thought of. We thought this was pretty much like denying someone the ability to find their tutoring. When they go onto campus that semester. It's them not finding Altrinsic, we kind of equate it with something like that because, in terms of giving them that little extra push and that ability to improve their grades, we find that they're kind of on par with each other.
Do you have to get approval from these schools to have this available on their campuses?
No, because what we're really doing is kind of making an agreement with the student. The student is, making an agreement with us and then making an agreement with themselves.
All right. This isn't just something that you can do at Michigan State University or the University of Michigan. You can also do this at USC, Cal Berkeley, Stanford, UCLA, Connecticut, George Washington, Georgetown, Indiana, Harvard, North Carolina, Duke, the list goes on.
Yeah, those are some good schools. So.
Yeah, very good schools. And in terms of the acceptance of this, I assume you've tested this program, and you think this can become very popular.
Yeah, no, we've tested this for the past year in New York University and University of Pennsylvania, and we've had great feedback, and you know the results were very promising from the students who participated in it. And we, based on a lot of this, is based on all the inquiries we've gotten from students in schools all around the country asking us to be at their campus, even with this expansion into 36 schools, which sounds like a lot of schools. People were still, kind of inundating us with requests to come out to their campus, which, will happen. This isn't a thing that these are 36 schools and that's right. It. We're hopefully going to be expanding further by the spring.
Judah Goober from Altrinsic.com talking about having confidence in your ability to achieve a certain grade and backing it up with some cash. And you can receive a bonus if you achieve your objective. In terms of how this actually works and how much you are allowed to maybe invest, let's say.
Okay.
Is there a limit?
Okay, we do have caps on, your investment per course. Right now there's somewhere between about $25 and $50, depending on, what you're doing.
Per course.
But per course. We're trying to, kind of control that. The reward is not really equal up with that because
right.
The rewards for this stuff can be huge. You can make up to, depending on your academic history and how much you invest, you can make up to, a couple of $1,000s in a year. So just because the caps are, seem somewhat controlled doesn't mean you can't get very significant rewards. But we kind of really want to control this and keep it as much in the student's favor as possible because the most important thing right now, isn't about anything else except showing the students how effective a motivator this can be for them to improve their grades.
All right. Judah Goober from Altrinsic.com talking about if you have confidence in your ability and your academic performance. It might be an interesting way where someone can, if they can't afford to work and go to school, they can do both at the same time and make a little money for their studying. Very quickly, Judah, tell us where they can access this, get more information.
They can go to Altrinsic.com, Altrinsic, and all the information will be there. There's a demo at the top of the page. You can check that out before you want to register, and you can contact us through the site if you have any questions. And I'd love to hear anyone's feedback. I'm very happy to be out in Michigan State. I think it's going to be a great test school for us.
Very, very interesting concept, Scott. Thank you very much, Judah. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate you having me on.
Judah Goober, Altrinsic.com. Interesting theory that you could wager, basically, on your own academic performance. We'll be right back with Hour 2 in just a moment. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.